Hey, this is Luke, and I have an exciting episode for you today. We are exploring everything that's happening over the Summer of Fun at Crestview. So all the different events and different things like that. So we hope you enjoy the conversation.
It's Andrew. Welcome to the Flipside Podcast, where we explore the underbelly of Crestview Bible. I'm joined by Phil, as always, and we have our special guest, Luke, our international partner, and we're here to discuss a summer of fun. So I'll toss it over to Luke, maybe, see what's on the agenda for today.
There's a Seinfeld to get us into this, right?
Right.
The summer of, to have fun?
Well, the summer of George, right? Summer is my favorite time of the year because I love the heat, and you can go outside and... It's beautiful. It's wonderful. You can get a nice little burn going, nice sweat going.
And you have a garden now.
I do have a garden. Right.
But
first
no
time
leeches.
Ever. Dang, no lychees. But yeah, so, but we have a lot on tap. So the summer is not, some churches, they want to take a break, for the summer for some weird, odd reason. People's lives still need to be discipled, and we still want to keep leaning into Jesus, so we're not going to take a break. But it is a summer of fun. That's what summer is all about, because winter is a drag, right, Phil?
Sure. Whatever.
That's why they call it cabin fever for a reason.
Well, I'd just say there's rhythms to winter that are different from the rhythms of summer, so you don't stay out as late in the winter because the sun is gone. But in the summer, it's 9:30 and the sun's just setting.
So. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and there are, so that's a great segue because we are, when we think of summer, you might think that there's not much happening because the regular rhythms of the school year at Crestview are not in session.
Right.
But there is plenty of stuff happening. And so we're going to try to highlight that in this amazing episode, and hopefully you'll be encouraged and plugged in, and this will all be good.
Yeah.
And you can always find what's currently happening at Crestview on the website, crestviewhush.org, and then you click on events or calendar up at the top, and then you can actually download that to your iPhone, and it'll save all those events for you, and you can plug in just as much as your heart's content to do. We're exploring the underbelly in deep, techie, nerdy ways right now.
Oh, yeah. So one of the big transitions that we're having going into the summer is a new sermon series.
That's right. So we were finishing up Titus end of May, and then we're going to be starting 2 Corinthians, and there's a lot of reasons why we're starting 2 Corinthians. It kind of flows just out of that direction. We were in the book of Acts, and then that led us into 1 Corinthians, and it makes sense that after 1 Corinthians comes 2 Corinthians. So
there was a letter in between there, but unfortunately,
was,
we don't have that.
There was a letter before the first one, too, but that's a whole other matter, yeah. So... really, though, we were talking about this even at elders' meeting this week. The heart behind the 2 Corinthians series is it's kind of a foil for the Job series. So I think with the Job series, we've talked about this. It was so meaningful, and a lot of people gave feedback that this was so helpful to them. And a lot of people gave us the feedback that I just don't know what to say. I want to do something. When people are hurting, how do I respond? And so we tried to address that a lot with the lament and thinking through how to respond. And really, 2 Corinthians is just all gushing with what it looks like to step into suffering.
Gospel hope.
Gospel hope, yeah. So I think the theme for the series is going to be something like our weakness, his power, something like that.
His strength.
His strength, our weakness. So that comes from the thorn in the flesh passage in 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul is asking the Lord to take this suffering away, and God says, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So that's seen over and over in the book, right at the outset. I mean, the opening sermons, chapter one's, with the comfort that you've received from God, you comfort others. So what's he inviting us into? Weakness. Mm-hmm. He's inviting us to talk about the sufferings that we've been through and how God was with us in those sufferings so that we can in turn comfort others and have an impact in their lives. So he's inviting us to say, my strength is enough, even in your weakness, so that you can step out and comfort others. And I mean, just if you go chapter by chapter with that lens, I think you're going to see consistently that theme emerge, but that's what's coming most.
Yeah. And if you are part of our Sunday school class about handling the word of God with confidence. We talk a lot about the author's intention in writing. Mm-hmm. What is his purpose in writing? What is Paul's, what does he want to communicate to the Corinthian church? And what he wants to do is, he wrote this letter and I think it hurt their feelings. Like they're coming out of it like, man, we suck. Like we are horrible people, we're sinners. And that comes out through the repentance that we see in chapter 7. But he wants to encourage them saying, yeah, like you are broken and you are weak, but that's not the end of your story. Right. Yeah. And that might be some of the things that you come out of the Job series and mean like, I am broken. Is there any hope for us? Yes. Like Christ always leads in triumphal entry. Right.
Yeah, right.
We are struck down, but not destroyed.
Yeah.
We are always carrying with us the body of death so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in us. So,
or 2 Corinthians 5, you know, like we long to depart and be with him in glory, mm-hmm. but we're remaining. So whether we depart or whether we remain, our ambition is Christ.
Yeah, right.
We just want him. Yeah. We want him to be glorified. And so we've been given this mission. And mm-hmm. I mean, just it's such a such an amazing book that we're so excited to get into, and I think it's going to really encourage our body.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such a different refrain than we've been into, you know, with the Titus series, with the Job series. So those have all had their good news in moments, but this book's really going to drag us into that consistently. So,
well, and the beauty of an epistle, like when we did 1 Corinthians, is that it's not narrative. We're not trying to just, you know,
right.
glimpse things in the passage. Paul is just laying it out there. Hey, right. think yeah. this way, feel this way about Christ. And that can be really helpful, especially in the speed that comes with summer, how
yeah, right.
we're so busy, where we kind of just need some of those tidbits. And so I'm excited for that series, for that.
I anticipate that running right until probably October-ish, something like that. Late October is probably when we'll finish. We have 13 chapters in 2 Corinthians, and we'll have some breaks. We have a mission emphasis happening in the summer. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. July the 2nd, I think, is
mm-hmm.
the
That's right.
Sunday. So we're hoping to have international partners here. We're going to be encouraged in our mm-hmm. work locally. It's going to be a great weekend. If you don't have plans to travel on that for the holidays, just wait till after church on Sunday and then go, because it's going to be a great Sunday to be here. So those are some happenings on the Sunday morning. As we think about like individual ministries, children, you want to say a word about just the VBS?
Yeah. So 11th through the 14th, right? 15th. Sorry, 11th to the 15th is our vacation Bible school right here at the church building. It's a great, it's our big opportunity to impact the non-church, unchurched children in our community and give them, a gospel, message, the gospel hope, the gospel peace, that they can have in their lives, and going from creation all the way until restoration.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. We have everybody gets on board around that. So, my encouragement is to, yes, invite like your family, friends, and your kids' friends, and bring one, bring all, right? So it's just a great time. But then the second week, we have a couple of homes that are hosting a neighborhood VBS.
Yeah, so this is the week just after that. So our VBS at the church is June 11th through the 15th. So sometime that next week, 18th or 19th, that
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
Is the neighborhood VBS.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of homes that are opening up just to their neighborhoods to say, we want to just impact, instead of you trying to get your kids all the way up to, you know, 24th and Halstead every evening when maybe the parents just aren't willing to do that, the kids can walk to this neighborhood house and have the same sort of lesson, same sort of curriculum that's there in our larger church building VBS. So just excited for those two homes to open up and be right there on mission in their neighborhood and love on the kids right there.
Right. And, you know, we're kind of covering all parts of the city with this. So like our buildings up here, you know, 24th and Halstead, one of the homes is right at 17th and Main kind of area. And then another home, just down on Avenue A. So
on the south side.
Yeah. Right.
South of the tracks.
Love the south side. So, I mean, just all kinds of, and there's easy ways to plug into those homes. So, if you have the margin to be able to serve there, we'd love to have just a great presence of people from Crestview loving on families as they're bringing their kids, loving on kids as they come. That's kind of the heart behind all this. So those neighborhood VBSs. So that's part of what's happening with children throughout the summer. Those would be big. With our students, middle school and high school, again, there's kind of a full just entree of offerings or a menu of offerings.
Well, and with that age group, the summer brings not necessarily more free time, but bigger spaces of free time. So during the school year, they have homework. They have 2 hours every evening, let's say, of free time. Now, if they're working a job or doing camps, sports camps throughout the summer, they have the whole evening free, and they're pretty worn out. But the goal, I think, in a lot of the things that Josh has put together and the other staff have put together is to spend long periods of time together. So we're going out to Kansas Bible Camp to play volleyball for like 4 hours. I doubt we'll play that entire time.
Right.
We're hanging out at the church for 3 hours or 2 hours together. And so to have these long spaces where we do life on life together that we don't get during the school year.
Yeah. And those hangouts too are meant to be times where you bring friends that don't maybe have ties to Crestview, but just need time to be around other teenagers, so maybe get out of their house. So that we have individual groups for girls and guys that meet. The girls are doing a formal study by Jenny Allen called Get Out of Your Head. So they're working through that curriculum to try to, you know, help these girls have a grasp on their identity in Jesus. The guys just kind of get together and hang out with a short devotional. So like, what's your, Andrew told us before the planning time before the podcast. So, what's the Wednesday morning minute with men or something?
Yeah. Manly minute.
The manly minute. So that's what they're getting at the guys hangout. It's a manly minute where there's just a short devotional insight about, you know, something that would encourage their hearts spiritually. And then they're right into hanging out together. And we have some worship nights planned. So, that's a chunk of time where we're just coming together to sing, right?
I think that's not just for youth. That's for the church as well and friends and the community. I don't know how we'll canvas and let people know about it, but the hope is just that people, if they have nothing going on and they want a respite from the world, that they can come in, sing, not sing, sit, pray, do what they need to do. And the youth will be doing the music primarily, so it's a good way to have them serve when they're not playing every Wednesday like they're used to. So
sure.
So this is a summer concert series with a live band.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yes. That puts a lot of pressure on them, but something like that.
And then the big event for students in the summers, our youth camp in Estes Park, Colorado. So that's July the 9th through the 14th. And we go to YMCA the Rockies for that. And so that's a great time. I mean, it just combines so much stuff. It's the time together. It's the time where the gospel's front and center. It's the time where we can get into relationship with one another for establishing, and where we're even equipping student leaders to do work with the group. And so there's a lot that happens at camp. It's such a huge part and a huge investment from the people of Crestview in our students. So we'd love to have you plug into that. And again, you can catch more info on the website for all that. Women and men, do you want to say a word, Luke, about the women's ministry? And
yeah, they've got a couple things going on. So Kathy Lansdowne is leading a book study on aging with grace, just using the latter portion of your years for the glory of God and what that looks like. And just honoring Him and everything you do in those later stages. And then there's an Adventures in Eating where they go around town and eat at different places.
I didn't realize. I thought it was at a single location. That sounds really fun.
No.
They're finding restaurants within driving distance of Hutchinson.
Yeah, right.
Which I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So just a great time for the ladies to be together, have lunch together, even rope in different relationships and different people to join in and see what the life of Crestview is all about. So join in. I think who arranges those?
Well, it's on the – I think we have it on the website, but I think Kathy or Mandy are the contacts.
Yeah, so just ask Mandy where that might be and what the next dates are. I think it's about once a month.
Some of them I think are lunch, some are supper in the summer.
Okay.
So the idea is that they're you know, just trying to try to hit where those even that are working can maybe engage. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And then the men are, there's going to be an event sometime in the summer where they get the guys together and they're going to launch a book study around a book called
Overcoming Apathy.
Overcoming Apathy.
If you don't care, you probably really need it.
So, Zing.
Yeah, right. No, it's just something to get guys together talking spiritual stuff together. So that's, it's just a tool to facilitate that.
Yeah.
This book, Overcoming Apathy, was the Christianity Today Book of the Year in 2022. What year is it?
22.
So it's a great read.
It's an easy read. Yeah. It's like, what, 120 pages, you know, smaller than your average size book.
But again, the point is not the book study. The point is relationships with other guys and, you know, life on life stuff.
Yeah, right.
That might be something to mention. When we meet to discuss the book, it's not going to be just us rereading the book together. It'll be the next step past reading the book. Mm-hmm. You're expected to have read the book and come together and let's do some life on life together.
Because it talks about the sources of apathy and some of the cures to the apathy. So getting into some of those and how it affects different guys differently.
Yeah.
Super practical, I would say.
And then,
then the big finish of the summer as we prepare to go back to school is going to be a swim party.
The pool party.
I missed it last year. I don't know why. Yeah. Everyone was mad at me. The kids were all like, what, you're not going to be there?
I was having knee replacements, so whatever. But yeah,
we want to see your cannonballs this year.
Yeah, I'm ready to bring them back. I specialize in a preacher seat.
Oh, I do like the preacher seat. I've done that before.
That's a big splash dive, which I guess what I... Whenever my body just plops into water, massive amounts of water displaced. And there's also a hush that falls up. When, like, if I'm at the splash and I'm on the high dive,
everybody
in the pool just gets eerily quiet. It's like, and then, you know, I take the full 1.5 steps to get the full spring of the board, and it's probably bouncing when I still come up out of the water. So, I mean, it's... little kids are like giving me high fives and like, that's awesome. How did you do that? It's God-given. I've been training my whole life for big splash dives. So yeah, that is my
highlight of the summer. Happening at the end of the summer, usually the first or second week in August. Yes, that's going to summarize that. And then again, that's just like with the skating party that we had a few weeks ago, just a great way to rope in different families. Who wouldn't want to have free entry to a pool with your family, right?
Right.
So it's just great.
There's probably somebody in Hutchinson, but we can't think of them.
Yeah, right. usually when I invite people and I say, hey, yeah, free skating or free pool, they're like, yeah, let's do this.
Well, and especially like our events, we try to have really good food there and snacks for people. And I mean, so it's not like if people just, we travel with a whole contingent of people who are just there to hang out too. Yeah. So it's great the way the people just, you know, people of Crestview just love those hangout events because, yes, there's kids swimming, there's families in the pool, there's all kinds of stuff, but then there's a whole mess of adults just kind of mingling about, you know, and talking to people and loving on one another. Mm-hmm. So it's really a fabulous thing to wrap up and get us ready to go back to school. So
yeah, it's like if you were going to throw your own party,
right?
Who would you invite?
Right.
But then it's twice as many people or three times as many people.
Oh, it's so amazing.
And you don't have to plan it.
So. Yeah.
I think that's pretty much the summer in a nutshell. Any big highlights or anything else to summarize? I know that's very technical, maybe clerical in some ways.
Oh, yeah, right.
But
yeah, just keep an eye. I think just keep an eye on the website, the view. You know, you can always access the view if you don't know by just clicking on the website. And there's a button called the view right at this top. That'll take you to the latest episode of the view. That comes out every Friday. So, I mean, as these events are updated, if locations are changed or you're just wondering where's the guys hang out this week or whatever, you know, that's all going to be on the website. We're going to communicate all that. Mm-hmm. But this just orients you for the summer to engage because we want you to be plugged in and in it to win it, in it for the game. Yeah.
Well, if I could bring some discipleship aspect to the summer of fun.
Oh, phooey.
Well, no, I mean,
no,
because
yeah, I agree.
I think that totally. I hope you get the flavor is that we want to have life together.
Yeah,
right? We just want to be together and we want to create, I mean, as leaders, what we want to do is we want to create structure where there can just, life can happen. Relationships can be built. We like to quote, especially if you've been a Christian for a long time, do not neglect the assembling of ourselves together, as is the habit of some, right? And so then people interpret that as better not miss Sunday morning. Better not miss Sunday morning. It's like, well, it's not, that doesn't say Sunday morning, right? It just says being together as, mm-hmm. as a family and encouraging one another, exhorting one another, being in each other's lives, so that we can guard against the deceitfulness of sin, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to necessarily have to be Sunday morning. Like, so just dive yourself. That's my encouragement to you. My pastoral encouragement to you is jump into life of the body through all these different odds and ends events, whichever one applies to you, and start building relationships outside of your legalistic Sunday morning attendance.
And this is the good stuff. I mean, this is easy.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Right. This, I don't think there's anything we talked about that's like,
this is weird. This is weird. Just church
trying to
stuff.
Get normal life and have fun together. And I mean, it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I echo everything you're saying there. It's great. It's a great word to finish on.
Yeah, and summer can be a super lonely time. So hopefully this allows Crestview to have direct outlets, and then maybe you can plan from these events, you can plan some of your own things together. Yeah. Just going to Sonic and getting a late night shake. They do that. Do they still do that? Half price shakes in the summer?
It's always half price on the app.
That's right.
Not shakes.
Oh, not shakes?
Right? It's just drinks, I think.
Yeah. App, just drinks and slushes.
Right.
We need to do a whole podcast on all of these little clerical things from Hutch.
Right. All the, we can go all midnight and all the sales and deals of Hutch.
The sales and deals of Hutch.
Half price apps.
Yes.
Not Applebee's.
But that kind of thing. So we appreciate that you would join the conversation, and I hope this is helpful in you planning your summer, getting excited about the summer of fun, and we hope to catch you next time on the Flipside Podcast.